Chapter 5. Bathsheba Sends a Valentine. When Bathsheba first appeared at the weekly Casterbridge market, where farmers bought and sold their wheat and animals, she caused a sensation. Men's heads turned to look at her, the only woman there. Like any woman, she was happy to be admired, but she was also determined to sell her wheat at a good price, and to do business with the other farmers like a man. There was one farmer, however, who did not seem to notice her, and this annoyed her a little. It was Mr. Boldwood. One Sunday afternoon, on the 13th of February, Bathsheba and Liddy were in the sitting-room together. It was a dull, cold day, and they were both very bored.
"Have you ever tried to discover who you're going to marry, miss?" asked Liddy. "With a Bible and a key?"
"I don't believe in such foolish games, Liddy."
"Well, some people believe it works."
"All right, let's try it," said Bathsheba suddenly, jumping up from her seat. Together they opened the big family Bible and put a key on a page.
"Now, you think of someone you could marry, miss," said Liddy. "Then read aloud the words on that page, and if the Bible moves, perhaps you'll marry him."
Bathsheba read the words, holding the Bible. As they watched, the Bible turned in her hands, and Bathsheba blushed.
"Who are you thinking of?" asked Liddy curiously.
"I'm not going to tell you," answered her mistress.
"By the way, did you notice Mr. Boldwood in church this morning?" asked Liddy, making it very clear who she was thinking of. "He didn't turn his head once to look at you."
"Why should he?" replied Bathsheba, annoyed. "I didn't ask him to look at me."
"Oh, no, but everybody else in church was looking at you."
Bathsheba did not reply to this. After a few minutes, she said, "Oh, I nearly forgot the Valentine card I bought yesterday."
"A Valentine? Who's it for, miss? Farmer Boldwood?"
"No, of course not. It's for one of the village children, that sweet little boy of Jan Coggan's. I'll write the address on the envelope now, and we'll post it today."
"What fun it would be to send it to that silly old Boldwood," laughed Liddy.
Bathsheba paused to consider. It was certainly a little depressing that the wealthiest and most important man in the area did not seem to admire her as all the other men did.
"We'll throw a coin to decide," she said lightly. "No, we shouldn't play with money on a Sunday. I know, we'll throw this book. If it comes down open, I'll send the Valentine to Jan's son. If it comes down shut, I'll send it to Boldwood."
The little book went up in the air and came down shut. Bathsheba immediately picked up her pen and wrote Boldwood's address on the envelope.
"Now, we need a seal," she said. "Look for an interesting one, Liddy. Ah, let's use this one. I can't remember what it says, but I know it's funny."
When she had sealed the envelope, Bathsheba looked closely at the words left by the seal. "Marry me."
"Just right," she cried. "That would make even a vicar laugh."
And so the Valentine was sent, not for love, but as a joke. Bathsheba had no idea of the effect it would have. It arrived at Mr. Boldwood's house on the morning of St. Valentine's Day, 14th of February. He was puzzled, but strangely excited by it. He had never received one before, and all day he thought about it. Who could the woman be who admired him so much that she sent him a Valentine? He kept on looking at it
until the words on the large red seal danced in front of his tired eyes and he could no longer read them. But he knew what they said. Marry me. The Valentine had destroyed the peaceful routine of Boldwood's life. That night he dreamed of the unknown woman, and when he woke up very early, the first thing he saw was the Valentine with its message in red on the table by his bed. Marry me, he repeated to himself. He was too restless to sleep any more, so he went out for a walk. He watched the sun rise over the snowy fields, and on his way home he met the postman, who handed him a letter. Boldwood took it quickly and opened it, thinking it could be from the sender of the Valentine.
"I don't think it's for you, sir," said the postman. "I think it's for your shepherd."
Boldwood looked at the address on the envelope. "To the new shepherd, Weatherbury Farm, near Casterbridge."
"Oh, what a mistake. It isn't mine, or my shepherd's. It must be for Miss Everdeen's shepherd. His name is Gabriel Oak."
At that moment he noticed a figure in a distant field.
"Ah, there he is now," Boldwood added. "I'll take the letter to him myself."
The shepherd started walking towards the malt house, and Boldwood followed him, holding the letter.